number one outside linebacker, according to many different analysts out there, a five-star individual. Christian Miller joins us via the telephone. Christian, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to Tuscaloosa.
I'm doing well.
And I know it's been a big day for you today, spending a little time at the library, spending a little time fishing out there as well.
Yes, sir. You know, we are getting ready to change classes tomorrow. You know, today we pretty much had an off day, at least us upperclassmen. So I went ahead and went out and spent some time fishing and headed over to the library because I have to do some catching up to do from missing some school for my surgery.
Well, now everybody wants to talk about Alabama and Georgia, but I just want to know, did you catch any fish? That's the big thing.
Well, we spent only about 30 minutes out there. We weren't really getting any bites. I guess it probably was a bad time, but so we ended up heading over and doing some skeet shooting over at they have this place probably about 15 minutes from my house that I go to. So we just went ahead and just got our shotguns, went out there and did some shooting.
Well, you're going to love Tuscaloosa, Christian, because there is plenty of opportunities not only for skeet shooting, but also hunting and fishing. And I know you're an outdoorsman because I follow you on Facebook and have a chance to interact with you there, because Tuscaloosa is a great place to live. And a lot of those opportunities that you're talking about, you're going to have plenty of those in Tuscaloosa. Christian Miller, let's go back and sort of talk about the recruiting process. Sort of describe from your advantage point, what's it been like to be this heavily recruited individual that continues to go up that radar on coaches and colleges across college football's radar?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, it's a blessing and an honor just to, you know, have your name brought up and just to gain the attention of coaches, especially, you know, no matter what college it is, no matter what level, just the fact that even if you get attention from smaller schools, it just feels great. And it's an accomplishment, you know, for all the hard work you've put in. But, you know, getting noticed by these, like, bigger colleges, these big institutions, and once you get up to, like, the Alabamas, the Southern Cows, these big football powerhouses, you know, it's really humbling. And, you know, it can be overwhelming, you know, all the phone calls, all the text messages, you know, not only coaches, but, you know, you have reporters asking, you know, questions, wanting to know the inside scoop on everything, every minute, you know. It gets overwhelming, but at the end of the day, you just got to remember that, you know, you're blessed with this opportunity that a lot of kids wish they could, you know, be in your shoes. So,
Christian,
like I said, it's overwhelming, but it's nice.
Christian Miller right now inside the game, a five-star prospect from Columbia, South Carolina, Spring Valley High School. How has your dad helped you sort of walk through this process? Because I know he was a part of the New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings. Sort of help us understand that.
Well, you know, he's helped out more on the football side, just by, you know, helping me see some standpoints in my game, you know, and where helping me find a place that I fit in well with, just because, you know, school wise, you know, I know what I want to do academically and I can kind of handle that part. But, you know, like I said, athletically, he can help me, you know, talk to people, you know, see where I fit in well, since I play that kind of hybrid outside linebacker defensive end position. So he's helped out with that, and plus just managing the attention, because he's gone through all that. He's played at the highest level, you know, and he works with the media now, so he's helped me learn how to handle that, and it's helped out a lot.
I can only imagine, because media, and not saying discounted, because you sound very intelligent for your age, but I know it can be overwhelming for us media guys that are trying to get interviews, and I do appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk with us here in Tuscaloosa. Let's go back and sort of view your season. I look at your stats, and you're talking about an impressive group of games here, 188 tackles. You had 25 tackles for a loss, 24 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. Had a great senior season, Christian.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm really proud of myself for that, because, you know, it wasn't easy. I almost compare myself to Jadeveon Clowney, you know, having, you know, playing people that, you know, double-team you. They have running backs, chip blocking. So, it was a lot harder than, you know, my junior season, but I managed just to kind of fight through it. And, you know, I really have to thank my teammates, because it was out. My secondary helping in coverage, you know, a lot of those sacks probably wouldn't have been possible without their coverage. So, you know, I really respect my teammates for helping me out. But, yeah, so those numbers are humbling. You know, I'm definitely proud of myself for those.
Christian, let's talk about some of the all-stars that you've been able to select, and you've been performed, had a chance to be the All-American game, the Under Armour All-American game, selected for the United States Army All-American game as well, a selection. The credentials continue to roll in. Let's talk about sort of that and talk about that process and when you get up against guys that are your same caliber of player.
Oh, well, you know, it's hard to speak with that in terms of, like, the Under Armour game since I was still nursing my injury that I had surgery on. But, you know, like, when I went out to Oregon for Nike's the opening camp, you know, just going to covering those running backs. I was playing inside linebacker at that camp, and I was having to cover guys like the five stars running backs, Dalvin Cook and Joseph Yearby. Those guys are just so much faster and quicker. They're unique, and that's why those guys are highly recruited. You know, it's definitely a challenge, but I like going to get, I like the competition because it always brings the best out of stuff.
Christian, let's give a little bit of a health standpoint. You talked about that injury, and I don't know if you mind talking about it. I didn't sort of get clearance with you prior to that, but will you be ready to compete come fall camp here in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure thing. Matter of fact, I mean, it really was just something that I probably could have either A, let kind of heal on its own, or B, just kind of go like I did and go ahead and get it handle with and just kind of speed up the recovery time. That's what I chose to do. And, you know, the recovery time was really just about a doctor expected about 6 weeks, and it's already been four. So it's actually been 4.5. So I have a week and a half, and I'm back to lifting and all that good stuff. So, yes, sir. I mean, if I was early enrolled, I'd even be doing spring ball. It really was really minor.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about.
Gotcha. Christian, when I say, and I know that you probably are aware of this, but a lot of folks in Tuscaloosa, as we evaluate talent, there's a depth chart here. There's a lot of talent in Tuscaloosa, but a lot of folks have already put that expectation on Christian Miller that he's going to make a contribution in 2014. Are you ready for that?
I do. I feel like I would be ready for that as long as I when I go in there this summer, I'm ready to work, and, you know, I have enough time dedicated to, you know, to the weight room and getting out of there and just learning everything. Because, you know, I feel like even though they have me rated as a five-star guy, I'm still one of those guys that's going to have to have time in developing. You know, I think I need some time in the weight room. That way I can get bigger and stronger. I feel like I'm a little undersized for my position, actually. I know for a fact I am in terms of the college level. So definitely need to hit the weight room as soon as possible and start bulking up and adding strength. But, yes, I do feel like with the coaching down there, Coach Cochran, I feel like I'm in good hands and they'll have me ready.
Christian Miller right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa, one of the top outside linebackers in all of high school football. He's the number one player in South Carolina. Did you get any pressure to attend the home state school, South Carolina, and Steve Spurrier?
Yes, sir. I did get pressure, especially with my dad being South Carolina alumni and playing for the Gamecocks. But, you know, I didn't really let it get to me. You know, I knew at the end of the day I needed to choose the school that was best for me and that fit me best. And unfortunately, just those schools didn't really fit me. I felt, you know, academically they probably would have fit me, but just athletically, you know, defensively, they didn't really fit me. And it just, yeah, I felt like I was a better fit in another place. And then Alabama was that place for me. I felt like I fit in perfect. And so, I just went ahead and went with that.
Christian, you're going to visit Tuscaloosa. Is that still scheduled for this weekend?
Yes, sir. So I'm leaving tomorrow night, and I'll be down there. I'm driving halfway tomorrow, and then I'll be there Friday, and everything will be ready and rolling.
And it should be a great weekend for a lot of recruits, highly profile guys. And when you're part of the class, talk about, you know, trying to help convince other young men to also make a decision and say, hey, let's go to Tuscaloosa and go win some championships. Have you been doing that?
Yes, sir, indeed. As a matter of fact, I started probably the week after, but the same week I committed. Matter of fact, Cameron Sims, I might say I deserve a little credit for him. I'm kidding, but, you know, I did. I remember hearing that he was getting ready to make a decision. You know, the first thing I did, I'm good. I have good computer skills. I'm good with editing things. So I edited a picture of him and threw in the Alabama stuff, and, you know, I kind of hyped it up for him, and I sent it to him on Facebook, and I was like, what's up, man? You know, I'm just an Alabama commit. You know, I think we could really use you. I watched your tape, man. I think you're a heck of a player, man. We'd love to have you. And next thing you know, he committed to us, and, you know, I got to know him through that. You know, we're really cool now. So, and I've also been trying to work on guys, especially like at the Under Armour game. Me and David Cornwell are talking to guys. So, you know, it's definitely important because, you know, those guys that you recruit, you know, those are the guys that are going to be playing with you for the next 4 years. And they're going to be a part of your life for the next 4 years. You'll be with them all the time, so you definitely want to select people that can definitely play and that can definitely be a great friend to you off the field.
What's your relationship like with Kirby Smart and Lance Thompson? I know they're recruiting you personally.
I have a good relationship with them, Coach Smart. My relationship with him is a little bit better than Coach Thompson. I know Coach Thompson very well. I talk to Coach Smart a little more than him. And Coach Smart's a great guy. He has a good sense of humor, and he's not all football. He's actually really cool. You know, I can talk to him just about anything. So, it's almost as close as Coach Rump almost, but just without the family ties previously. But, I really like Coach Smart.
Let's talk about your relationship with Nick Saban. What's that been like to get to know, as we label him here in Tuscaloosa, and I'm sure you'd probably agree, the best coach in college football. What's it been like to get to know Nick Saban?
Well, indeed, I definitely agree with you with that. And, it's been awesome. It's a pleasure because he's such a respectable guy. He just has so much to him, and it's not, of course you can respect him with all his football glory, but just off the field, when you speak to him, it's just humbling because he's just a man of many ways. He's so wise, and you just have to respect him. And he thinks about things in the most like advanced ways, and it really impresses you. And he, like I said, you just have to respect him, and it's an honor just to be able to speak to him, and even more of an honor to someday play for him.
Christian Miller right now inside the game. Christian, the one question that's came up quite often here, and you sometimes put Alabama fans a little bit nervous, and I know you got to make the best decision for yourself, but some have talked about the Georgia Bulldogs and trying to recruit you. Can you give us an update? Are you going to take that visit? Give us an update on Christian Miller.
Probably an 80% chance I'm not taking the visit. It's not really not much to worry about. It never really was. Something more of, I'd say, almost like a backup plan. I'm somebody that likes to have plans and be safe about things, just to make sure, because you never know what can happen. College football can be crazy, as you can tell by this offseason. It's been crazy with all the coaching changes, but you just never know what can happen. I feel like you always need to be safe. But right now, it's probably 80% chance I'm not taking it. The only reason I say 20% chance. You never know what can happen. I might just feel like maybe I need to just make sure. But right now, no, I'm not taking it.
Right now, you're not taking it. Christian Miller inside the game, the outside linebacker. Christian, any clue on what number you'd like to wear in T-Town? And what's your major? What's your plans and as far as the academic side?
Well, number-wise, I don't know. I think Ryan Anderson, I think is his name. I think he's a linebacker already wearing number 7, so. I'd probably switch to something else. So I'm not really too sure on that. Numbers aren't that big with me. I'm not a fancy guy, really, so that won't really bother me. For my plans academically, I'm kind of wavering back and forth, but, I'm thinking marketing or maybe some sports marketing. That way I have some sports in there. That way, it kind of goes with hand in hand with what I like and stuff. So, right now I'm planning on the marketing slash business field. My grandfather owns some medical centers, One day, I think it'd be a good idea for me to kind of help out with that and maybe take some leadership in kind of stepping up and helping out with the medical centers we own here in South Carolina one day. So I think that'd be nice. That's why I chose the business field.